Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, almost €33 million has been allocated for regional and local roads in Donegal for 2020. The Vice President of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors says there will be no second armed support unit established in North Donegal unless the political and organisational will exist. A cross-border investigation is underway following a number of burglaries. Meanwhile, Letterkenny Gardaí are investigating damage to a patrol car on the Pierce Road last Thursday. And a disability campaigner in Donegal says a national assessment of polling stations has shown 16 stations in Donegal to be deemed inaccessible to wheelchair users. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, almost €33 million has been allocated for regional and local roads in Donegal for 2020. The €32.9 million investment for the county is part of a national announcement of €525 million. Patrick O'Gallagher has given the announcement a cautious welcome. He says while it is an increase in last year's allocation, it does not meet inflation.
I'm giving it a cautious welcome, taking into consideration that last year we had about 30 million and taking inflation into it, it's almost standstill. And in 2018, we had 33 million, so there's a reduction on that. But of course, this is the funding that's used for the entire road network on regional and county roads across the county, which is the third highest amount of roads in the country. And of course, the government said in the 2040 strategy that they would prioritise regional roads network, and that's not reflected in today's announcement. Of course, there's a legacy of roads in this county that require urgent repairs, and with this allocation, we're just standing still. We're making no progress, and this is just not a political contribution by me. It's a fact.
A full breakdown of the funding allocation is available on our website, highlandradio.com. The Vice President of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors says there will be no second armed support unit established in North Donegal unless the political and organisational will exist. Gardaí are warning they don't have adequate armed personnel to monitor ongoing emergencies right across the country. Last year, the availability of emergency response unit personnel came under the microscope in Donegal in the wake of the murder of Jasmine McMonagall in Killigordon. AGSI Vice President Paul Wallace says plans are in place to establish a second armed response unit in Cavan, which is still quite a distance away from Donegal.
It doesn't look like it's going to happen for some time unless there's political and organisational will to change that, and that should exist in a county such as Donegal. That was a tragic case, which can happen literally any day or any night. In relation to the sighting, we would feel that the proper place would be somewhere around Lifford or Balbuffet for the sighting of an armed unit in Donegal that could go northwards to Neshone and south to cover south and west Donegal. What has happened now is they're in the process of establishing a second armed response unit in Cavan, but that's still a significant distance away from us. There's significant journeys have to be made to get the response, if the response is to come from Cavan to Donegal, or has it historically been the case, has to come from Claremorris in County Mayo.
And the problem with Cavan, of course, is it's not just a matter of cutting across at Pettigo or cutting through Monaghan and driving through Tyrone or driving through Fermanagh to get to Donegal. They have to go the long way. They have to go Cavan, Sligo, Donegal.
They have to go Cavan, Sligo, Donegal. You'll see the border is again facilitating crime and criminality by its geographical layout. The unit that we have in Ballyshannon isn't fully staffed and doesn't have a member of sergeant rank there to supervise and to deploy people. You know, it's typical of a lot of what happens. These units are set up in a blaze of hype and all of that, but then the resources becomes an issue. So we have a number of guards, and for operational reasons I can't say how many in Ballyshannon, but we haven't the capability to cover the 5 working units. We work a 5-unit roster. We haven't that capability.
The exclusion of Sinn Féin from election leaders' debates has been described as a sham and an insult to licence fee holders. Mary Lou McDonald's party is taking legal advice after being excluded from the head-to-head debates between Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Much of this election has been billed as Leo versus Micheál, and the first TV debate tomorrow night is between the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael leaders. But yesterday's Irish Times Ipsos MRBI opinion poll of 1,200 voters showed Sinn Féin just 2 points behind Fine Gael. It was carried out last Thursday, Friday and Saturday, though Micheál Martin has argued the debate should be left the way it is.
The only two parties that can lead a government are Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, and I think it is legitimate that there would be a head-to-head debate between myself and Leo Varadkar.
While Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says he doesn't mind the inclusion of McDonald, but also wants a head-to-head.
I think it's right that we should do that because we are the two people, if you like, vying for the Taoiseach's office. But equally, I have no difficulty doing a debate involving the three leaders of the three major parties either. It's a matter for the broadcaster.
And the Sinn Féin leader says she's not surprised at the attempts to exclude her.
Because they want to portray this contest as a two-horse race. Punch and Judy. The Leo and Micheál show, the only show in town.
Sinn Féin is liaising with Virgin Media and seeking legal advice ahead of tomorrow's debate. Sean Defoe in Dublin.
A cross-border investigation is underway following a number of burglaries. Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating a burglary at Mourne Antiques on Main Street between 4 and 4:30 on Saturday afternoon last. Five females and one male described as being Eastern European entered the store. The sole staff member was distracted by the group while one of them went into the staff room and stole a substantial amount of cash and jewellery. Gardaí say they are aware of a similar incident in Derry on the same date and they are liaising with the PSNI. Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace says it's a risk all business owners should be aware of.
It's a threat there for every business person from a crime prevention point of view. It's a difficult one if you become overwhelmed, and that's what these people do. They call it streaming, where they come in and they start asking questions and diverting your attention.
It's
an overwhelming experience for the member of staff. We would be appealing to people to keep their private part of the business secure. If that door was locked, they wouldn't have got access in there. And obviously it was a storeroom where there was cash and there was other items of jewellery, antique jewellery, which could be quite valuable.
Meanwhile, Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating a burglary that happened on Tuesday last, January the 14th, at a house in Carnamugga, Upper Letterkenny. Between 5 and 7:30 that evening, the back door of the house was forced open and entry was gained. A quantity of US dollars and some items of jewellery were stolen from the house. Meanwhile, a house in Ashlawn, Letterkenny was broken into between Tuesday and Friday last, with the back door of the property forced open. It's not yet been confirmed if anything was stolen from the property. Anyone with information on either incident is asked to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. Ireland's 31 local authorities received 78,000 environment complaints in 2018. According to a new report from the Environmental Protection Agency, 90% of them related to litter or waste. Councils also took 20,000 enforcement actions and more than 850 prosecutions. Andy Fanning from the EPA says these figures are up on previous years.
The number of prosecutions is showing that the level of activity and enforcement activity the local authorities is taking is increasing. Now, a lot of that will relate to waste enforcement, and we've seen a lot of that would be in relation to litter penalties and small-scale waste issues.
Overall, Donegal County Council was found to be on target in their enforcement activities. A disability campaigner in Donegal says a national assessment of polling stations has shown 16 stations in Donegal to be deemed inaccessible to wheelchair users. Frank Larkin says the affected stations are in all areas of the county, and in those areas, people are effectively being denied their democratic right to cast their vote on polling day. Mr. Larkin says people are being told they have the right to apply for a postal vote, but that in itself can be exclusionary and is not an acceptable long-term solution.
There are still many, many issues regarding accessibility in, you know, many of the polling stations as it relates to Donegal. From information I got earlier this week, there are 16 polling stations that are not accessible. I mean, that's totally unacceptable. Ireland, having ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities, one of the articles in that is to be able to take part in the political system.
And these 16 areas you've identified right across the county, Malinhead down to Mount Charles, yeah, and from Carrigar to Tranafast. I mean, every part of Donegal affected by this.
That's right. Often you will hear people saying, you know, well, sure, people could have a postal vote. It's missing the point completely, because one of the things that is a big thing for people with disabilities is social isolation. And I mean, getting out is a hugely, hugely important thing. And, you know, if people are interested in elections and all that kind of stuff, it all adds to the whole, you know, excitement of the day and all that kind of stuff. And if they're not able to get there, well, they're being denied that right.
Have you been given any assurances or any indications that these inaccessible polling areas can be replaced and that something can be done to rectify the situation? If not this time, then certainly the next time.
Well, I mean, Donald, I've been looking for this information since the local elections last year, and I only got it in the last couple of days. So that will indicate to you how quickly or otherwise things move in this country. So I can't see a change in any time soon, but we just have to keep fighting and making sure that change will happen, and change will happen as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, the Donegal Road Safety Working Group is appealing to election candidates to be mindful when erecting posters. Candidates are being asked to place election posters in a way that does not obscure road signs or interfere with road safety. Road Safety Officer Brian O'Donnell says those putting the posters up should also be conscious of their safety when doing so.
Obviously, this is something we've done now for a number of elections, and we're just reminding candidates just to be mindful where they're erecting election posters for the upcoming election. We know the candidates over the past number of elections have been very courteous and have placed signs at suitable locations, but just to be mindful again that they don't obscure road signs and they don't interfere with road safety, which is so important in this county.
And even those that are part of their election campaign team, they need to be mindful as well themselves when they were erecting these posters that they are parked in a safe location, etc.
That's right. It's obviously not the candidates that are erecting the posters. They have an army of volunteers who are doing most of the work for them. And they need to be mindful that when they're erecting posters on the roadside, they park in a safe location. And obviously to wear high-vis clothing when they're actually out there working, and dark evenings and so on, and not sometimes not very suitable weather, so just to make themselves visible to oncoming traffic and to park in safe locations and always be safe when they're on the roadside.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time to latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. Stephen McMenamin and Dara O'Boyle have been added to the Donegal injury list ahead of the start of the National Football League. The Red Hughes and Gadorman picked up issues in recent weeks, and it will rule them out of, at the very least, the first few games, with McMenamin looking likely to miss the entire Division 1 campaign. They join the likes of Paddy McGrath, Jason McGee and Oisin Gallen, who are on rehab programmes. Donegal start on Saturday evening against Mayo in Ballybuffet. Preparations have been mixed for the county management, with the McKenna Cup withdrawal and a number of players involved in Sigerson Cup. Speaking with Tom Comack, Donegal manager Declan Boner says there will be opportunities for players this weekend.
You know, we have a couple of problems probably over the last number of weeks too. Stephen McMenamin and Darrow Wheel picked up injuries, so they're probably not going to be involved. Well, Stephen not in the league, and Darrow probably missed a number of matches. But yeah, listen, to me, yeah, injuries are part and parcel of it, and those guys are working extremely hard, you know, under the guidance of Kevin Moore and Cahill Ellis, and the summer is those guys' target. But for now, it's opportunities for the guys that are going to get that chance to come in on Saturday night and the following matches. So we're looking forward to that there. We're looking at see where we are in terms of the squad, and that'll be tested, and the first test is going to be Saturday night.
That's a serious amount of players when you talk about Paddy McGrath, Jason McGee, Darrow O'Boyle, Oisin Gallen, you know, Stephen McMenamin. They're all first choice players.
Yeah, they're in that squad, and they all played last year in championship. But listen, to me, you know, we're not going to dwell too much on it. We have the, as I say, injuries do happen, and we have to move on, as I say, and the boys are under the best possible treatment. They're getting the best possible care, and we will have them come back summertime, and that's going to be important from our point of view. But as I said, from now, it's about the lads that are there and the opportunities that may arise for those guys now coming up.
Yeah. So a lot of young lads, we're going to see a lot of fresh faces this weekend?
Yeah, possibly, Tom. Yeah, we know we still have a couple of sessions to get over, and you know, we can never think too far ahead, and we have the Sigerson match tomorrow night for LYIT, so there's four guys involved in that there. So a lot of things can change even in the next couple of days. But
And you have Brendan McCall and Conor Morrison, I think, with DCU.
We have four in Larry Kenny and two in Dublin, so we have six players involved tomorrow night, and we'll see how those guys come through. Hopefully they come through well, and majority of those guys will be part of the squad for the weekend. So we're looking, we'll see how that goes, and we're hopeful that you know, everyone else comes through over the next 4 or 5 days.
And you hear more from Donegal manager Declan Bonner in conversation with Tom Comack, available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Just like the men, the Ladies National Football League gets underway at the weekend. It was launched today in Dublin. Donegal are heading for Swinford to play Mayo on Sunday. And we'll be hoping to start the campaign with a victory, just like they did last year when they beat the All-Ireland champions Dublin at Croke Park. Donegal captain Eimear Gallagher has been speaking with Colleen Duffy, and she says they want to set down a marker for the year ahead in Mayo this weekend.
Yeah, well, it's exciting. You know, you want to be starting off your season on a positive. I think everyone is in the same position on the first game of the league. You know, your fitness isn't really where you want it to be. You know, you haven't had a lot of collective time together as a team. But, you know, going down to Mayo, like, we want to put our foot down. We want to set a marker. And especially considering the fact that, you know, it was Mayo that we lost to last year and eventually put us out of the championship. You know, we do feel like we want to go down and set the tone for the year ahead as well. Obviously, championship is our main goal, but, you know, the league is still very important to get into that goal.
And there's also more from Eimear Gallagher, the Donegal captain, ahead of the Ladies National Football League. It's on our website, highlandradio.com. In soccer, Finn Harps will have their first outing of the new season tonight when they take on First Division Galway United in a pre-season friendly. Ollie Horgan's new look Harps will play Galway in County Sligo and Balsadair. Kickoff there is at 7:45. The match will be the first of two games in the space of 2 days for the Balbuffet outfit. They will play Derry in a pre-season friendly at the Brandywell tomorrow. One player who might be playing for Derry tomorrow evening is Colm Horgan. He has signed with them ahead of the new Premier Division campaign. The 25-year-old defender made 20 appearances for Cork City last term. He played in the second half of the Candy Stripes friendly against Drogheda last weekend. He's now signed with the club and he could feature tomorrow night once again. Cross channel, Chelsea will look to get their push for a top four place back on track when Arsenal visit Stamford Bridge tonight. Struggling Aston Villa host a resurgent Watford. Crystal Palace play Southampton. Everton take on Newcastle and Bournemouth face Brighton. While Manchester City will look to close the gap on leaders Liverpool to a mere 13 points tonight when they travel to Sheffield United. On the schools front, in the John Murphy Senior B National Cup semi-final today, which is the competition for the under-19 small schools. Pobble School Gudore defeated St. Farns Post Primary School earlier today by a 2-0. That now means Gudore are through to the All-Ireland final. With the Olympic Games later in the year in Tokyo, Sport Ireland have altered the international funding to athletes and Donegal competitors will benefit. Milford Walker, Brendan Boyce is to receive a substantial increase from the previous year. The Finn Valley man, who finished sixth at the 2019 World Championships, is now in the podium category with his funding up to $40,000 from $12,000. Letterkenny's 800-metre runner Mark English has an increase of $4,000, which brings him up to $20,000, while Rafoe's Chloe and Sam McGee, who will hit the badminton courts, with an increase of $8,000 to $20,000. Swimmer Mona McSharry has been awarded $12,000, while Derry's Paralympic gold medalist Jason Smith is also in the podium bracket of $40,000. And paracyclist Katie George Dunleavy and Eve McChrystal will receive $60,000. Finally, for the moment, in rugby, Ulster lock Kieran Treadwell will face a disciplinary panel in London on Thursday. He's been cited for a tackle on Bath second row Tom Ellis. That was in Saturday's Heineken Champions Cup pool game, which was played in Belfast. We will, of course, have our next sport here in Highland tomorrow morning after the 8 news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news. A major money laundering operation used by Irish crime gangs has been broken up by the PSNI. Detectives estimate around £215 million or €250 million has been laundered over an 8-year period since 2011. Casey O'Riordan reports.
Six men and a woman were arrested and 15 premises in Northern Ireland were searched over the past 2 days in connection with the investigation. The complex investigation involved the Garda Economic Crime Bureau and the Criminal Assets Bureau. PSNI Detective Chief Inspector Ian Wilson says both UK and international gangs, including Irish gangs, were laundering money out of the country through over 50 shell companies and over 140 bank accounts held in Northern Ireland.
Criminal money is filtered through these fake companies as if they were trading as a legitimate company. But of course, there is no product to buy and no product to sell.
Four of the men arrested have been released on police bail. The remaining men and woman continue to be questioned.
Letterkenny Gardaí are investigating damage to a patrol car on the Pierce Road last Thursday between 4.15 and 4.30pm. The car was parked at the car park in front of Charlie's Cafe when it was damaged by two males. CCTV footage shows one of them trying to break the wipers on the car while the other can be seen kicking the passenger side wing mirror off the vehicle. The two males involved then took off running in opposite directions. Sergeant Paul Wallace says any damage to a Garda vehicle is a serious incident.
From our point of view, if a car is damaged, you know, our cars are a fairly valuable resource to any policing, and we, you know, breaking wipers and that, it wouldn't probably be the most serious thing, but at the same time, if it brings them out of commission, it means it's like anything, it's something that we can do without. You know, we need these cars out.
The HSE has started offering free MMR vaccines to everyone between the ages of 11 and 30. It follows a large rise in the number of people contracting mumps in recent months. Those concerned about not being protected can ask their GP about getting the jab free of charge. And finally, there are calls for additional dog wardens to be introduced in Donegal and for one to be dedicated to Inishowen. Concerns were raised at the recent sitting of the Inishowen Municipal District over ongoing incidents of dog fouling in the peninsula. Councillor Martin Farn says while most dog owners are responsible, there is a small minority that continue to disobey the law. Councillor Farn believes the size of the peninsula warrants the deployment of a dedicated dog warden for Inishowen.
I would like to see an additional few dog wardens within the county. I think two is not adequate, and I feel that it would certainly be very important that if we get one of those dog wardens in Inishowen. Inishowen is a very large peninsula, got some very lot of beauty spots here, and we do extremely well when we talk about the Wild Atlantic Way. The vast majority of people are very responsible, but you always get that small minority who just for one reason or other don't seem to care. It would be important that we should have someone within Inishowen on a regular basis to patrol areas like Moville, Bunkrana, Cairn Donner, whatever the case may be. And if people have to be fined, then they have to be fined. I think what people have to understand is that it's not the sole responsibility of Donegal County Council to have doggy bags there for people. They do have, I mean, I put them in myself. But I think that what actually has to happen is people that have good dogs have to take responsibility.
And indeed, at the moment, it's near impossible for the two dog wardens to crack down on dog fouling across the whole county.
Absolutely. I can't see how they could possibly manage it at all. We're very fortunate here within the peninsula area. There we've got a litter warden, and he does an excellent job, and the team around him. These people need support. They need support. But then again, as I said, people that have dogs have got to take responsibility for them, and I'm asking them to take responsibility for them, because we pride ourselves in Inishowen with the beautiful peninsula that we have.
Weather now mostly cloudy for the rest of today with patchy mist and drizzle and light breezes. Cloudy overnight with patchy mist, drizzle and fog, and lowest temperatures of 6 or 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, almost €33 million has been allocated for regional and local roads in Donegal for 2020. The €32.9 million investment for the county is part of a national announcement of €525 million. The Vice President of the AGSI says there will be no second armed support unit established in North Donegal unless the political and organisational will exist. Gardaí are warning they don't have adequate armed personnel to monitor ongoing emergencies in the country. A cross-border investigation is underway following a number of burglaries. Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating a burglary at Mourne Antiques on Main Street between 4 and half past 4 on Saturday afternoon last. They say they are aware of similar incidents in Derry on the same date. And the Donegal Road Safety Working Group is appealing to election candidates to be mindful when erecting posters. Candidates are being asked to place election posters in a way that does not obscure road signs or interfere with road safety. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Tuesday evening, January the 21st. The death has taken place of Willie Sweeney, Brockus Creeslaw. His remains will repose at the home of his late brother, James Sweeney, Coolboy Letterkenny, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creeslaw, on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral.
The death has taken place of Willie Begley, Glenalla, Milford, remains reposing at his home. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family time from 11pm until 11am. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, Kev Sweeney Funeral Director or any family member. The death has occurred of Mary McVeigh, 134 Glenrod Drumquin. Mary's remains will repose at the home of her sisters Carmel and Katie McVeigh, 8 Drumna Forbes Heights at Clara Road Drumquin, from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Langfleet Drumquin, with cremation afterwards in Lakelands Crematorium, County Cavan. Family time please from 11pm and on the morning of the funeral. And the death has taken place of Randall McGuinness at Greenham Park, Buncrana. Remains reposing at McLaughlin's Funeral Home at Lower Main Street, Buncrana. Viewing time this evening from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard.